the dance is where is the stage. And on the stage with me, I'm Doug Steffen. Dudley to my close friends and associates, Ken Kessler, Kenny to his mother and his uncle and me. Whoever it is that brings that along, let's get familiar. Jennifer is not here today because her aunt had Jennifer's one of the most loving, concerned, caring people that I have ever had the pleasure to know. And you can tell that by listening to her. But she got a great sense of humor. She's just a wonderfully warm human being who gets involved in a positive way. She's not one of these gossip mongers. You know how we all know, Kenny, these people who get involved in other people's lives and they all, oh, it's terrible. Look at what they're doing. That person. That's not Jennifer. Jennifer is just somebody who doesn't necessarily vocalize what her concerns are. She actually gets involved. So she spent most of the day yesterday and into the night last night with her aunt who had a serious brain surgery. And I don't know how it came out, but Jennifer's not here, so I don't know, speculate. Just that she spent the day and the night with this, with her aunt, with this woman. Her cousin, the son of this woman, works. They have a family business. And the Horns run, you've heard us make reference to it, CRN Digital in Los Angeles, which is a service that provides audio for cable systems all around the country, actually all around the hemisphere. Up in Canada they have some, in Mexico, but they distribute programming. This is a program that they distribute, but they have a lot of original content as well. It's like a national radio station, a national radio it's a chain loosely knitted by the likes of whoever is that's controlling cable systems in your area. So a lot of audio presented that way. Anyway, she was with her aunt, and so was exhausted, as you can imagine. So let's hold a good thought for her aunt. I think that's a good way to pay tribute to her and what she's all about. So let's get to what people are talking about today, some of the news nuggets that you'll hear discussed probably through the morning and through the day, the appearance of the President of the United States on the Jay Leno Tonight Show for the fourth time, as a lot of people talking. The people who think that presidents are purists say, oh, Obama's been on TV too much, forget that Richard Nixon was on the Tonight Show. Forget that Bill Clinton was on a lot of late night shows. George W. Bush appeared on Leno's show and Letterman's show. So I think that's just so much hooey and not to be considered. What is to be considered, in my opinion, is what the president had to say. So we got a little, some of the excerpts of it will play here and there during the course of the morning. You can react as you like at 888-302-3684. Here is the president being asked by Jay Leno about the NSA.
David, we learned about these threats to the NSA intelligence program. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, you know, this intelligence gathering that we do is a critical component of counterterrorism. Mm-hmm. And obviously with Mr. Snowden and the disclosures of classified information, it's raised a lot of questions for people. But what I said as soon as it happened, I continue to believe in, which is a lot of these programs were put in place before I came in. I had some skepticism, and I think we should have a healthy skepticism mm-hmm. about what government's doing. I had the programs reviewed. We put in some additional safeguards to make sure that there's federal court oversight as well as congressional oversight, that there is no spying on Americans. We don't have a domestic spying program. What we do have are some mechanisms where we can track a phone number or an right. email address that we know is connected to some sort of terrorist threat. And, that information is useful. But, what I've said before, I want to make sure I repeat. And that is, we should be skeptical about the potential encroachments on privacy. None of the revelations show that government has actually abused mm-hmm. These powers, but they're pretty significant powers. And I've been talking to Congress and civil libertarians and others about, are there additional ways that we can make sure that people know nobody's listening to your phone call, but we do want to make sure that after a Boston bombing, for example, we've got the phone numbers of those two brothers.
Right.
We want to be able to make sure, did they call anybody else? Are there networks in New York? Are there networks elsewhere that we have to roll up? And if we can make sure that there's confidence on the part of the American people that there's oversight, then I think we can make sure that we're properly balancing our liberty and our security.
All right, so how does that strike you? The president was talking with Jay Leno before that about the embassy closings and the terror threats in the Middle East. Even with all of that, the president says we ought to continue to live our lives with Al-Qaeda. How do you pronounce it, Kenny? Is it Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda? What do you say?
I say Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda. It's spelled A-L-Q-A-E-D-A. So Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, the E influences the A sometimes, depending. I mean, English is a strange language. This is translation, obviously, from Arabic. But when we put A and E together, some people they reference it as E, and others say A. All right, so anyway, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. The threat continues to keep the embassies closed. So does it? Are you altering your travel plans? If you're going to the Middle East, I don't know that I'd go now. But the other side of it is, and that was part of what we've addressed here in any number of ways, I say here in America, been addressed by a number of people, talk radio programs, talk television programs, there have been newspaper editorials. What does it mean to be worried about these particular types of instances? What does it mean to you? Why do you care? You probably don't. Unless you have somebody, A, in the armed forces, B, you're planning to travel to these areas. And, I mean, other than that, what else, why would you be concerned? I have said this over and over again for years and years and years. We have no business being in any of these areas. And the only reason we're there is because of oil, because the guys that run the oil companies are friends with whoever the president is at the time. And that's how they get themselves protected, and that's how they keep the oil flowing. That's all it is. That was what Iraq was about. That was Afghanistan. Going after bin Laden. Bin Laden was, at the original step into Afghanistan, bin Laden was there and we were going after him. And then after that, it became a joke. And how many trillion dollars and how many thousands of men and women have we lost in these areas for squat? Nothing. Zero has come out of this. So, as a matter of fact, you could make the argument, if you're a real cynic, that the reason that we are on alert, the Middle East is full of terrorists at the moment, and there's a terror threat. The reason for that is us screwing around in Afghanistan and these other areas. Now, what came the chicken or the egg here? The essence is, does this terrorism come as a result of us meddling and messing around in these areas because of oil? You can make an argument for that. You can make an argument for a lot of these things. Does it mean that men of goodwill would react this way and make it as miserable as these Al-Qaeda guys have? No, I mean, there's nothing reasonable about them. There's nothing, I mean, they're intelligent, but there's nothing in terms of their intellectual stimulation, in terms of the argument. You hear sometimes on college campuses discussions of how bad America has been and its aggressiveness and it's done this and it's done that and we deserve what we get and blah, blah, blah. Men and women, people of goodwill on either side, would fix this in a different way. I suggest to you that there are people of ill will on both sides, and that's why it isn't fixed. And by the way, just as an aside, not only is it good for the oil business, it's good for the armament business, for the military-industrial complex, which we have been warned about how many times? That's who benefits from all this stuff. And our boys and girls in uniform become fodder for all of this stuff. It really, if you think it through, is despicable. And so all of this hoopla about the embassy closings and stuff, again, why you would care is that it affects you, if you're in business that is affected by what goes on in the Middle East, if you have people that you know in your family or you're planning to go over there to visit or, something like that. But yet it becomes it's a headline, it's a way to get people full of fear. Oh, we shouldn't travel, maybe they'll blow up the plane. All of that kind of stuff. They're going to not do anything, is my guess, except make a lot of noise and scare a lot of people. And that's really what they want. Every once in a while they'll throw a bomb into some place so that they're going to keep their credibility. Other than that, they do their stuff. And we monitor. They don't use Google, and they don't use Gmail, and they don't use that kind of stuff. How do they actually communicate? I remember the old walkie-talkie How do these people communicate, though, Kenny?
They don't use the standard
ways. I mean, how do they talk to each other?
I'm sure they have their own networks.
They have their ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. 888-302-3684. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler. Issues of the day. You're trying to whiten your teeth. Sunshine, lollipops, and roses. Nice tan. Good teeth go with nice tans. Maybe you use those strips before. Maybe you've used those trays before. Maybe you've used bleach before. Maybe you've used the toothpaste that had sand in it before. What a mess! Yeah, it's a mess. Don't do that. You got caps, crowns, veneers, regular teeth. That stuff doesn't work on those anyway. The only thing that works is power swabbing your teeth. Yes, I use power swabs. You ought to use power swabs. Power swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that will get your teeth whiter and brighter in 5 minutes. Yes, 5 minutes. Average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes. You do it for a week, 6 shades lighter. And this is proven clinically by the research. So, you want power swabs to get rid of the stains on your teeth, yeah? Call this number, 800-865-7602. That is number 800, again, 800-865-7602. Call now for your 5-minute solution to white teeth. Who doesn't want white teeth? A white smile. It's really the time for you to be thinking about this. Mention Doug Steffen, and you get free shipping with your order. 800-865-7602. You know the name by now. Power swabs. Whiten up your teeth. 800-865-7602.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Quite often we find ourselves thinking we should have done things sooner.
I love that we took this vacation.
I know. We should have done this a long time ago.
Sooner is just better than later. And now you don't have to wait till later to own the car of your dreams. Thanks to a surprisingly affordable certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And with exceptional 1.99% financing on select models, now through September 3rd, that dream is more attainable than ever. Each of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes an exhaustive process of analysis, inspection, and reconditioning until it meets the uncompromising standards of a Mercedes-Benz. Plus, every one is available with an optional extended limited warranty for up to 7 years or 135,000 total vehicle miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. And your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is available only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit today for exceptional financing.
Running. Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school? Office Max has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of Max Value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
And time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help
immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf-life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
One of the original winners of American Idol was Kelly Clarkson. She's become quite a breakthrough star. Wouldn't you agree, Kenny, that her music and her presence is an important legacy for American Idol?
Absolutely. She was the first and I think arguably the best to come out of there.
Yeah.
One of the winners who really has the hits.
Yeah. And this is a hit that she had number one actually during this week in 2005 was Break Away. So congratulations to Kelly Clarkson on all her success. A little music here and there during this part of the Good Day program. It's 25 past the hour. Also during this hour, we try to spend a little time with the late night shows because there's always something that we can smile about from the likes of Conan O'Brien and Jimmy Fallon and Jay Leno. Let's go through what we picked out from last night.
At an airport in Connecticut, a man was arrested after saying he had a bomb. Yeah. He was released as soon as he showed police his DVD of The Lone Ranger.
Yeah. It did poorly, yes. He has a point, yes.
Yesterday it was announced that Chris Hansen, the longtime host of To Catch a Predator, is being let go. Yeah, the network surprised Hansen with the news last night in his kitchen.
Here's what people are talking about. It's a pretty big deal. Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon.com, just bought the Washington Post for $250 million. Yeah. It was weird. He just walked into the Post headquarters and said, add to cart. It worked. And this is cool. Since he bought it before 11 a.m., he got same-day delivery.
Really?
Yeah. Of course, Jeff Bezos said that the Washington Post and Amazon are two very different companies, and he doesn't plan on making any major changes to the newspaper. But it already seems like it's affecting the paper's headlines. Look at this. Anthony Weiner continued to send illicit texts using his Samsung Galaxy 4 $629.99 with free overnight shipping. That's,
wow, that,
I can tell. That's, yeah. Headline seems weird to me.
You know, the White House announced that in the coming days, President Obama will be reaching out to Americans who lost their jobs. In fact, that's why he's here with me tonight. He's here to talk to me personally. That's right. We're going to work something out. No, very excited. Very excited to have the president on the program tonight. It'll be great talking to him on a one-on-one basis. Plus, it saves me the trouble of having to go through my emails and listen to my phone calls. You know, just we could just talk one-on-one. You know, no more of this. Yeah. And as our studio audience knows, security today was incredible, wasn't it? In fact, First Lady Michelle Obama already had the Secret Service sweep the president's dressing room for chips, pizza, ice cream, any kind of snack, donut, any kind of sweet.
All right, so here's Leno talking to Obama about Russia giving asylum to Snowden.
Were you surprised that Russia granted Snowden asylum?
I was disappointed
because,
you know, even though we don't have an extradition treaty with them, traditionally we have tried to respect if there's a lawbreaker or an alleged lawbreaker in their country. We evaluate it and we try to work with them. They didn't do that with us, and in some ways it's reflective of some underlying challenges that we've had with Russia lately.
Right.
A lot of what's been going on hasn't been major breaks in the relationship, and they still help us on supplying our troops in Afghanistan. They're still helping us on counterterrorism work. They were helpful after the Boston bombing in that investigation. And so there's still a lot of business that we can do with them, but there have been times where they slip back into Cold War thinking and,
right.
and a Cold War mentality. And what I consistently say to them and what I say to President Putin is, that's the past, and you know, we've got to think about the future, and there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to cooperate more effectively than we do.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Elliot Spitzer and Eric Erickson, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Spitzer and Erickson. Should the hunger strike and forced feeding of so many Guantanamo detainees finally force President Obama's hand and free the dozens who have been cleared for release?
This is a gnarly problem. Gitmo should be closed for many different reasons. I was always troubled by the fact that we couldn't figure out a way both to return those who can be returned and take those who can't be returned, put them in a supermax facility here in the United States. My goodness, we can do that. It's an unconstitutional blight.
What do you do with these people? You let them go home? We've seen a number of them recur on the battlefield. You know, I don't view them as needing to be in a supermax prison. I'm perfectly happy keeping them in Guantanamo Bay for the rest of their lives if we need to, but some of them, you can't keep there forever because they actually were found out to not have done anything.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Elliot Spitzer and Eric Erickson, sponsored by the Business Talk Radio Network.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
A good day already. It started out to be a good day. A lot of good conversation for us to report to you on or about. You make up your mind as to what's important to you, but that always is the question. Why is this important to you? Somebody asked that question earlier, and I thought it was great, Kenny. Why is whatever it is that's turning you on, why is it important to you? Do you really know why whatever it is that piques your interest is important to you? For example, that suspect in the shooting, they call him a suspect. He's not a suspect. He's guilty. He did it. Haven't 13 soldiers were killed, 32 others. Remember back in November of 2009, it's actually on my birthday, Major Nidal Hassan, an Army psychiatrist who, by the way, is representing himself in this court-martial, which this is, what, 4 years? Now, that's what really disturbs me more about this than anything else, is it's taken 4 years to bring this guy to court when he was guilty as hell. Everything shows he's guilty as hell. He did it. So he's representing himself. He told the court that the evidence wouldn't tell the entire story. He told jurors, evidence will show that we are imperfect Muslims trying to establish the perfect religion. He told the court, I apologize for any mistakes I made in this endeavor. Killing 13 soldiers and wounding 32 is a mistake. He's 42 years old. He was shot, by the way, paralyzed from the waist down following all of this. He's in a wheelchair. So he faces the death penalty. I think all of this is a charade. They got, this is where the system, I suppose you can argue, Kenny, either way, but the system, it seems to me, is broken when it's so obvious this guy did it. Why are we going through 4 years later this charade? Okay, it's the law, it's protection, but the guy's guilty. It's proven. You see him. He did it. There are other things you don't understand. I understand that 13 soldiers are dead. What else is there to understand? What else do you bring into? Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, well, it gets to be one of those slippery slopes if we don't go through the process.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Then there's someone else, and there are witnesses who say somebody did something, and we accept that, and then later find out that they're lying after, or just mistaken after someone's been executed.
Yeah. It's frustrating. 888-302-3684. The president of Jay Leno last night talking about the problems in the Middle East. And as a result of that, I was off on, as some people call it, toot, talking about terrorism and why there is terrorism. My theory is not, I'm not the first person or the last person to put forth the theory that we've created in a way our own situation. That doesn't mean that the appropriate response is what has come from Al-Qaeda and that ilk, but we have a lot of trouble in the world because of our putting oil and our military industrial complex in front of the interests of most anything and everything else. It's so obvious. 888-302-3684. Marshall is in North Carolina with sort of an agreement to my theory.
As far as this terrorist thing is concerned, I really don't think much about that because the United States, they've been a mind in other people's business ever since time began. Now, we're a powerhouse, according to what everybody says, but I don't hardly see it that way. When you go in a man's house and blow his kitchen up, he will not fix you breakfast come morning. Now, the United States has went over there, they've robbed, they've stealed, they've killed, they've raped, and every country over there is highly teed at the United States. Okay, we asked for that. And sooner or later, it's just like throwing a rock at a hornet's nest. Sooner or later, they're going to follow you home. And that will happen eventually. And when it does, then the people that wanted all of this for a quart of oil or a gallon of gas, then it's going to come payday time, and that's going to be bad business.
Yeah, see, I think there's something to be said for his theory, and that's why I echoed it earlier on. 888-302-3684. Here's Todd in, where are you in Florida?
Fort White, Florida.
Where's that?
It's outside of Lake City, Florida.
Really? What kind of, I'm not familiar with the Fort. I've been to Lake City a number of times. What goes on there?
Not much, really. It's growing pretty good, but it's not much going on. But Fort White's a little small town right outside of Lake City.
Oh, it's a town. It's
small,
not,
country town, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's not like Fort Hood in Texas, which is a
base. No, it's not. It's an old military base like back in the Civil War era, but they still kept the name, but it's not a military base anymore.
Okay, all right, got it. So what's on your mind, Todd?
Okay, I heard what you said. I'm a retired veteran of over 20 years of military service. I was actually at the Pentagon when the planes hit. I served several tours in Afghanistan and Iraq with special operations divisions. And I've been listening to you for years. And what you said this morning, you said the same thing before a couple of times before. But this morning, though, I had to make a phone call about it. Yeah, I think you're way off on your base what you're talking about. You think it's all about oil and stuff, and it's really not. I can tell you from experience from being there, several tours in Afghanistan and Baghdad and Iraq, is that I can tell you we shut down many terrorists on operation camps. We liberated a lot of people. The stuff the Afghans, the Taliban, Afghan are doing to the women was just, I can't even go into it. And we stopped.
Okay, hold on just a second. Let me tell you right up front that I'm not, first of all, denigrating your service, nor am I suggesting that you personally wasted your time, or even that it wasn't a noble effort on our part. What you just said does ring a bell with me personally. I've been to Iraq. I wasn't there in the same frame of reference that you were, and certainly would not claim it would be an insult for me to suggest that I knew or experienced anything close to what you've experienced and what you felt. And I can hear in your voice the passion and the caring. But let me, if I may, broaden this a little bit. The way the women are treated, we know, is despicable. We've seen it. And it isn't just in Iraq, and it isn't just in Afghanistan, but it's all over. You've seen what happens to women in many of these Middle Eastern countries that have been going through a lot of the uproar. And a lot of the reasons for the uproar and the changes in the Middle East is the way women have been treated. But is it our job as the United States of America? This is really kind of the discussion, I think, Todd, and I'm really thankful you called, because the discussion is also what is appropriate for us to do in the world theater. Do we go protect these women or try to change things for their reality and their way of life? And I think that's where the debate comes front and center. Is that something we should be doing? And some people think yes, and some people think no. So I want you to continue from that point. I just wanted to that point.
I've always been brought up in this country. It's the greatest country in the world. That America is a beacon for hope and freedom across the world. That's the reason I served. My father served. His father before him served.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my family goes back all through. My family stopped the Germans. They stopped the Germans in World War I. They go back to the Civil War, all based on giving people freedom to do and choose what they want. I can give you an example in Afghanistan. I actually saw a man in the middle of the street because he had a Bible in his hand, was beat to death by local
Listen,
Taliban.
You get no argument from me. I'm telling you, the Taliban's no good.
We went there to stop the terrorists from...
But should we? Should we be doing that?
Yes, because not only were we weren't there for oil like you were insinuating. There were several camps, Al-Qaeda camps, that were training for more attacks than the U.S.
At what point were you there? Were you there when we first? Were you there when we first went over, or there later on?
I was actually at the Pentagon when the planes first hit on my last 4 years.
Yeah, you said that. So you went over. Okay. See,
and
Afghanistan.
By the way, took me back over to Afghanistan.
Afghanistan
and two in Iraq, and I retired in 2005.
Afghanistan was a noble, worthwhile, and important effort when we first went there. Why didn't we do what we were... Why did we just sort of peter out and go to Iraq after we started to go and find bin Laden? Why did we stop? Why didn't we just keep going?
Well, I don't push the commanders on the field, but I can tell you, when I went to Iraq, my main job there was to hunt down and find Al-Qaeda operatives in camps. And we stopped camps outside of Dunkirk, outside of Baghdad.
But Al-Qaeda still exists. Why does it still exist?
They still exist because I don't think we've done enough to stop them.
Really? You think we can stop them completely?
I don't think. I mean, they've been warring there for thousands of years.
Yeah.
Okay, Russia couldn't stop them in 11 years.
Yeah.
But you understand, America went there and we did a lot more than they did. I think that if we stopped telling, you know, like our president telling them, you know, when we're going to withdraw in troops and things like that, and we actually focus like we did back when my dad was in the service, his grandfather focused on one goal, was to stop it. We probably could stop it, but it would take years.
Mm.
And you're right, it would take a lot more lives and a lot more time.
Yeah.
But I think it's a worthwhile effort to get that country back where, you know, you've been there before. You know what it's like, right?
I don't know if you've heard me. You say you've been listening to me for years. I don't know if you heard me describe what it was like. I slept in one of the son's bedrooms in one of the palaces for 3 nights, and just being in that building and knowing what those Kurds were like and the horror that they put their people through. See, then I go, then I tip my balance, my scale goes haywire because I know what those guys did. And they got exactly what they deserved. The horror that they put the people through in that country was indescribable. So somebody had to get rid of them. But then getting so involved over there, I mean, it's a scale, it's a balance, and you know, we can all be Monday morning quarterbacks. It bothers me that so many Americans have lost their lives, and we spent so much money over there, and we didn't. It more bothers me, actually, Todd, that we were told that we would get all of our investment back again from oil sales, from the Iraqi oil industry, and we haven't gotten one penny back. We've spent trillions and trillions of dollars over there, the American taxpayer has, to fix a problem that wasn't ours to begin with. We did a good job. You did a good job. But yet we still forget about the promises that were made, and they weren't kept. And so that kind of gets under my skin a little bit, too. It's a very complicated thing. It's not simplistic by any stretch of the imagination. And you've done a good job pointing out some of the complexities. Thanks for the call. Thanks for your service. Thanks for your interest. 888-302-3684. I would tell you that's my, in my mind, an example of a wonderful phone call. To have a listener that passionate and want to express himself in that way and making good points and sound, cogent points is always more than one point of view. Always, always, always. And being flexible, you know that. Whether it's some issue like that or whether it's you and your wife or your spouse or your girlfriend or boyfriend, getting to the heart of issues, having a conversation about them is the way to do it. And so I'm thankful for that exercise and the ability that we have here. That's what is so wonderful. As you know, I'm going to really wax philosophical for a moment. There are a lot of people who are in various media positions who are, I don't know if attack is the right word, but certainly looking askance at the conversations that take place on these two-way talk programs. And I'll tell you, there have been people who are hosts of these programs that have abused the privilege of being able to talk to people like you every day. They've abused people. They've abused their ideas. The marketplace of ideas is not... It doesn't belong to one side or the other or one point of view or another. The marketplace of ideas and Vox Populi, which is what this is all about, is letting people express themselves. And so you agree or disagree, you can do that without being a jerk. And that's what's affected so many. I mean, you look at the ratings for some of these stations, they've gone down because the people that are hosts, frankly, many of them are my friends, don't do a good job at actually, I mean, our job is to get people to listen to the radio stations. The ratings are what makes the advertising valuable. So don't get me wrong. There are people who listen to some of these programs who are activated by the anger, the assessments of certain hosts and the way they do it. And that's there's a market for that, I understand. But it's a limited and narrowing and sort of the marketplace for ideas, if I turn it around, it'll make it more possible, more positive, is for those who want to hear all kinds of points of view, and that gets us ahead, that moves us ahead. So, with that, I encourage more calls like the gentleman that was just on with us here on Good Day. It's 13 before the hour.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this? Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live. Look at the Booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath.
French stuff.
Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived.
Helicopter.
In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale. Yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor. Make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. Wow. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
You
too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Right now, the rates on a 30-year mortgage are among the lowest that we've seen in decades. So we asked ourselves, what could be more perfect than that? Then we came up with the answer. The Amazing 5 Mortgage, exclusively from Quicken Loans. You see, with our Amazing 5 Mortgage, you get the best of both worlds. It has a low initial rate for the first 5 years, and it's a 30-year term. After the first 5 years, the rate may change once per year. It's perfect. The Amazing 5 Mortgage lets you take advantage of a super low mortgage rate for the first 5 years. That's 5 entire years, till the year 2018. Today's super low initial rate on our Amazing 5 Mortgage is all the way down to 2.875%, APR 3.01%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com. The Amazing 5 Mortgage. One more way we're engineered to amaze.
Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Global Mills needed to unload excess inventory, and we must make room. So right now, you can get an unheard-of flooring deal at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Clearance Sale. Get first-quality laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from 59 cents. Refinished hardwood from 99 cents. And all vinyl plank flooring is on sale. Plus, get special financing. First come, first serve. These deals will not last. Don't miss it. Our flooring clearance sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Yeah.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Can you go without a good meal for 3 days? Is your pantry prepared for what's around the corner? At PantryPrepared.com, we offer gourmet meals for any budget. They're GMO-free, contain no MSG, and have a 25-year shelf life. Gluten-free meals are also available. Order this week and get free shipping and a free cube stove that heats up to 1,200 degrees. To learn more about a free 1-year supply package, visit PantryPrepared.com. That's PantryPrepared.com or call 801-913-1441.
Past the hour, as the exploration of the day continues for Wednesday 8/7/13, the Doug Stephan program in Tech Talk time now. And we all like to hear from Shelley Palmer every day. He's the expert. He gets around, he figures out what's going on and reports to us on things that affect you perhaps more than what the average guy does, because he's really right on top. And the people who are in the industry seek him out to give him information because they know he has a wide audience, writes books, is on television all the time, and on the radio here. So today, he's going to talk about how to work with your iPhone's broken home button. If you have a situation like that, he'll tell you how to fix it or work with it in just a moment here on Good Day.
Walmart knows how hard you work to send your kids to college. You shouldn't have to pay fees every time you send them money, and now you don't have to, thanks to Bluebird by American Express, a checking and debit alternative with no monthly or overdraft fees. So get Bluebird and spend your money on tuition and books, not fees. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Bluebird is issued by American Express Travel-Related Services Company. Terms and conditions, including ATM and other applicable fees, may apply. Visit Bluebird.com for complete details. You must be at least 18 years old to register for a Bluebird account.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free one-touch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, is your iPhone's home button busted? Whether it doesn't work at all or it's simply inconsistent, having a broken home button can be a real pain. Inside of a year, your iPhone's under warranty, so you can just run to the Genius Bar and they'll fix you up. But if your phone's out of warranty and you're not ready to plop down a few $100 for a new one, there's a good workaround for a broken home button. It's called Assistive Touch, and it's totally free. To access it, go to the Settings menu on your iPhone and head right over to the General section. Scroll down to Accessibility, then find find assistive touch, it's near the bottom, and switch it on. This pops up a semi-transparent overlay button that will appear on every screen. It was originally designed to help people who couldn't hit the physical home button properly, but in this case, it's a great workaround for your broken home button. Whether you want to go home, open multitasking, or take a screenshot, assistive touch is going to let you do it, and it won't cost you a dime. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Running, running, and running, running, and running.
Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
OfficeMax has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of max value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more. OfficeMax, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
Start back-to-school shopping at OfficeMax. Find dozens of max values, basic dollar values at OfficeMax. And don't forget to send your back-to-school tips along to facebook.com/Good Day Show. We're going to present some of them every week, and you'll get an opportunity to win some special things from OfficeMax. Meanwhile, from Superstorm Sandy to the Oklahoma tornadoes, our country has seen severe weather and damage associated with Mother Nature and her fury. Reporter T.K. Anderson has more on how you can help be prepared before and after any kind of disaster may strike.
Floods, tornadoes, hurricanes, and fires can leave communities devastated for weeks to months. Is your family prepared for Mother Nature? The National Geographic Channel finds 85% of Americans are not ready for a catastrophe. Home improvement contractor Jason Cameron.
It's important to have an action plan for when the unexpected strikes. I suggest getting started by heading to your local home improvement store like Lowe's and picking up everything you need before the disaster occurs. Stock up on bottled water and Duracell batteries for portable radios and flashlights. I like Duracell because it's the number one trusted battery brand of first responders.
Cameron says it's also important to be prepared for the recovery after a natural disaster strikes.
The first step toward recovery is cleaning up. To help fight water damage, cleaning products like Mr. Clean and Bounty can make all the difference. And while you're at Lowe's, pick up some extra trash bags and work gloves.
For more, log on to Lowe's.com/hurricane. That's Newsbreak from Duracell.
Hi, the break time is upon us because 59 past the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.